Liza Minnelli. Italian-American roots, Hollywood fame, private struggles, and the legacy of a true icon. The daughter of Hollywood royalty who became a legend in her own right through talent, resilience, and unforgettable performances. Before Liza Minnelli became one of the most recognizable performers in American entertainment history, her story was already deeply connected to the history of Italian immigration in the United States. While many people associate her mainly with old Hollywood glamour, Broadway lights, and the unforgettable role of Sally Bowles in Cabaret, part of her identity comes from a second-generation Italian-American family background that shaped both her upbringing and her artistic personality. Liza was born in Los Angeles in 1946, during a period when Hollywood still operated like a giant dream factory. Her mother, Judy Garland, was already one of the biggest stars in the world. Her father, Vincent Minnelli, carried a surname that openly reflected his family's Italian roots. Vincent Minnelli's parents were descendants of Sicilian immigrants who arrived in America during the massive migration waves between the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Like millions of Italian families, they came searching for economic opportunity and social stability in a country that often treated immigrants with suspicion. At that time, Italian Americans were still fighting stereotypes connected to poverty and discrimination. Hollywood itself frequently pushed actors and directors to hide ethnic identities behind more Americanized names and images, yet Vincent Minnelli managed to become one of the most visually influential directors of classic cinema, known for his refined aesthetic style and emotionally expressive storytelling. That artistic sensitivity strongly influenced Liza from childhood. Growing up inside such a household meant living between glamour and instability. Liza was surrounded by movie sets, rehearsals, costumes, orchestras, photographers, and celebrities, but also by emotional tension and enormous expectations. Many biographers later described how she inherited not only talent from her parents but also a dramatic emotional intensity often associated with Mediterranean family culture. She was expressive, passionate, impulsive, and deeply theatrical even in everyday life. That larger-than-life personality would later become one of her trademarks. Americans often say someone has main character energy, and honestly, Liza had that vibe decades before social media invented the phrase. Whether performing on stage or simply entering a room, she carried herself with explosive charisma. Beneath the sequins and show business glamour, however, there was also the story of an Italian-American family trying to build success and recognition inside a rapidly changing America. From Broadway sensation to international superstar, Liza Minnelli's rise to fame was not simply the result of having famous parents. In fact, growing up as the daughter of Judy Garland often created more pressure than advantages. Audiences expected perfection from her before she had even built her own artistic identity. Many young performers in similar situations spent years trapped in comparisons, but Liza approached things differently. Instead of copying her mother's style, she developed a stage presence that felt sharper, more aggressive, and emotionally unpredictable. Her professional career began extremely early. As a teenager, she already appeared in television programs and theater productions, quickly attracting attention for her unique voice and magnetic energy. In 1965, she won the Tony Award for Flora the Red Menace, becoming one of the youngest actresses ever to receive such recognition. Critics immediately noticed that she possessed something difficult to define but impossible to ignore. She was not merely talented. She had raw stage electricity. The real turning point came in 1972 with Cabaret, directed by Bob Fosse. The film transformed Liza into an international icon. Her portrayal of Sally Bowles, a chaotic and emotionally fragile nightclub singer living in Berlin during the rise of Nazism, became one of the most famous performances in cinema history. The dark makeup, short hair, dramatic songs, and emotional instability of the character perfectly matched Liza's intense performance style. The role earned her the Academy Award for Best Actress and permanently changed her public image. Suddenly, she was not only Judy Garland's daughter anymore. She was Liza Minnelli, a performer capable of carrying an entire film through pure charisma and emotional force. Throughout the 1970s and 1980s, she became one of the defining faces of Broadway, New York nightlife, and American entertainment culture. Her concerts were legendary because they relied less on technology and more on personality. She could command an audience with humor, storytelling, physical movement, and emotional honesty. During this period, she also became associated with glamorous celebrity culture around places like Studio 54 in New York City. She represented an era when entertainment felt excessive, dramatic, and slightly chaotic. Honestly, she had that cool without trying too hard aura Americans still romanticize today. Love, addiction, public pain, and the struggles behind the fame. Behind the applause, however, Liza Minnelli's private life became increasingly difficult. Like many children raised inside extreme fame, she spent much of adulthood trying to balance public expectations with personal vulnerability. The emotional instability surrounding her childhood left deep scars. Her mother, Judy Garland, struggled for years with addiction and mental health issues before her death in 1969. Losing such a powerful and complicated figure affected Liza profoundly. Over the decades, her relationships often became tabloid headlines. She married four times, including relationships with Peter Allen and David Jest. Some marriages ended quietly, while others exploded publicly through accusations, interviews, and legal battles. The media frequently treated her private struggles almost like entertainment itself, something that became increasingly common in celebrity culture during the late 20th century. Substance abuse also became a recurring challenge in her life. Liza entered rehabilitation programs multiple times over several decades, dealing with addiction issues that often mirrored the painful history of her mother. For many observers, her life began to resemble the tragic cycle frequently associated with old Hollywood families. Fame, emotional pressure, dependency, and public scrutiny feeding one another endlessly. Yet despite everything, Liza Minnelli never completely disappeared from public affection. One reason is that audiences always sensed authenticity in her. Even during difficult periods, she rarely appeared emotionally distant or artificial. Fans saw someone visibly struggling yet still trying to perform, laugh, and survive. That vulnerability created an unusually deep emotional connection with audiences, particularly within LGBTQ+ communities who often identified with themes of resilience, reinvention, and emotional survival present in her performances. Her friendship with Michael Jackson also reflected how child stars and globally famous entertainers often formed bonds through shared experiences of isolation and pressure. Both understood what it meant to grow up inside a world where privacy barely existed. Health problems later complicated her life further. Surgeries, chronic pain, and mobility issues limited some of her appearances, but public respect toward her remained surprisingly strong. Americans sometimes use the phrase, still standing, for people who survive extraordinary difficulties, and that expression fits Liza perfectly. She became more than a performer. She became a symbol of endurance inside an industry famous for destroying vulnerable people. Why Liza Minnelli's legacy still matters today. Even in an era dominated by social media influencers and rapidly changing entertainment trends, Liza Minnelli continues to hold a unique position in American popular culture. Younger generations still discover her performances online, especially clips from cabaret, old concert recordings, interviews, and Broadway appearances. What surprises many younger viewers is how modern her emotional intensity still feels. Despite belonging to classic Hollywood tradition, her performances remain strangely contemporary because they feel emotionally real rather than carefully manufactured. Modern celebrity culture often rewards polished branding and calculated public behavior. Liza came from a completely different era. She belonged to a generation of performers who allowed audiences to see vulnerability, unpredictability, and emotional chaos alongside glamour. That combination now feels almost rare. Today, many celebrities appear highly controlled by marketing teams, while Liza always seemed impossible to fully control. And honestly, that's part of what made her fascinating. Her influence can still be seen in contemporary artists who combine theatrical visuals with emotional honesty. Performers like Lady Gaga openly reflect elements of the path Liza helped create: dramatic fashion, cabaret influences, emotional vulnerability, and fearless stage performance. The connection also carries symbolic weight because both women emerged from Italian-American family backgrounds deeply tied to performance culture. Film historians and cultural critics increasingly study figures like Minnelli to understand how second-generation immigrant families shaped American entertainment. Even when stars were not explicitly promoted as Italian-American celebrities, their family histories often influenced their emotional style, artistic discipline, and public identity. Liza represents one example of how immigrant heritage quietly entered mainstream American culture through cinema, music, and theater. Today, she lives a more private life compared to the peak years of Broadway and Studio 54, but public fascination with her has never fully disappeared. Part of that fascination comes from nostalgia for old Hollywood, yet another part comes from admiration for survival itself. People remember not only the awards and glamorous performances but also the fact that she kept returning after addiction, heartbreak, illness, and public humiliation. As Americans would say, she's a survivor, plain and simple. That may ultimately define her legacy more than any single movie or performance. Liza Minnelli represents the idea that greatness and fragility can coexist in the same person. Final considerations. Why Liza Minnelli still represents something rare in American culture. Even decades after the peak of her fame, Liza Minnelli continues to occupy a very unusual place in American entertainment history. She is remembered not only because of awards, iconic songs, or legendary performances, but because she represents a type of performer that has almost disappeared from modern celebrity culture. Her influence can still be recognized in contemporary artists who mix theatrical performance with emotional vulnerability. Figures such as Lady Gaga clearly reflect part of the artistic road that Liza helped create decades earlier. In recent years, historians and critics have increasingly analyzed how second-generation immigrant families influenced Hollywood and Broadway. Liza Minnelli represents an important example of how Italian-American heritage quietly entered mainstream American culture through film, music, and theater. Today, Liza lives more privately than during the chaotic years of Broadway fame and Studio 54 nightlife, yet public fascination with her never fully disappeared. Younger audiences continue discovering her through classic films, archive performances, and internet culture. Part of this fascination comes from nostalgia for old Hollywood glamour, but another part comes from admiration for resilience itself. As Americans sometimes say, she went through the fire and kept going. That may ultimately be the most powerful part of Liza Minnelli's legacy. She showed generations of audiences that talent and fragility can exist together, and that surviving failure can sometimes become just as meaningful as achieving success. Post Views, 98.